Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday, what stops you? How are you stopped from having, doing, and being those things you want to have, do, and be? And here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Jill in Philadelphia.
Hello, Jill.
Hi.
How are you, Stoff?
Well, I was just looking at that. I was going to say coincidentally, but it was the assignment.
Ah, those coincidences.
Yeah, they tend to be rooted in something. Yeah, I guess how I get pulled in is, before I started practice, I really exercised the muscle of, you know, listening to ego, and believing that ego really had a lot of things that needed to be taken care of, and so it's just for me just practicing building the other muscle. Of actually listening to the heart as to what needs to be taken care of. So ego can frame something in like a very short time frame, like something needs to be done immediately. I need to just do this one thing, this one time. It's been a long day. You know, all the typical. I never feel alone when I talk about it because I've heard many people describe it this way. What I'm hearing myself say is it's just these little tiny traps that ego sets up for me. So it's not like a big story of like your life is terrible, you know, you need to change everything immediately. It's just these very subtle things that sort of slip in, and then 2 days later I was like, oh wow, that thing I really wanted to do, like I haven't even thought about it because I've been engaged in these other things.
Well, when you describe that, Jill, what occurs to me is that ego is doing these things because you're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Right, it's taking you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's the little tiny, just eat that pizza and drink that beer, or it's because then you're going to feel better, or it's you need to, and then it's the long range. As soon as you have enough money to blah, blah, then you can. Whereas not doing those actually lead to somewhere as well, but that's to here. So instead
right.
of egos out in the future, you're going to get what you want. What we're realizing is that when we're not following that program, we already are where we want to be here.
I'm laughing because it's so true, and I'll just confess something or whatever. So I've had on my mind lately these chocolate shakes, and so it was like, I'm just going to have a chocolate shake, and then it became, you know, why shouldn't I have one all the time, whenever I want? Like, what is the point of that stopping myself?
Now, didn't we go through this with donuts?
I know, exactly. Well, what was so funny is yesterday, and I'm doing this within awareness practice. I'm just going to see what is going on here. And so I was drinking one yesterday, and I was like, I got to the end of it, and I was like, I have to have another one. Like, what the shake used to give me, which was some ego sense of treat or something, I can't get that anymore with just one. So it had lost its ability to satisfy what ego was telling me it was going to satisfy, but I couldn't stop having them. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, now I see clearly.
Yeah, and thank God it's milkshakes and not heroin.
That's right, yes, exactly. So it was really like the false promise of it was so clear. To me, when you're drinking a shake and wishing you could have a shake at the same time, you know,
right.
then it's all collapsing into
yeah.
itself. So.
Oh, and then of course the work of awareness practice is to go directly to the well-being that you're being promised. right?
That's
because
right.
Ego's whole deal is, but you're going to deprive yourself.
Yeah.
And then it starts the argument. But one, come on, does this mean you're never going to have
right.
one of those again?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
And to realize that whole process is designed to feed dissatisfaction. And that when
yeah.
we're here, we just look out there and there's that flower. And as we were talking about the other day, the birds are singing and, this is the life experience I want to have.
Yeah. And that reminds me of someone, and I had this with the exercise yesterday or the day before, that someone once gave me a little pendant that said permission on it. And she handed it to mm-hmm. me and she said, now you have permission to do those things that, you feel prevented from doing. And I really,
Ooh.
With such a sense of, I really went to that place, and that's exactly what you're saying, which is we can go to that place anytime. It's not available to us.
We have permission.
We have permission. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Jill.
Nice
All
talking
right.
to you. Bye.
And you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Jill. Sherry, I'm going to bring on another caller because I'm trying to resolve a technical issue here. So here you go.
Oh, okay.
Next caller.
All right. Okay, thank
You're
you.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry, it's Mira in Seattle.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. So to practice is where I am right now, and
I got all your fitness in for the day. Right? You just ran 5 miles,
right.
so
mm-hmm. that's right. Or yeah, and just realizing, seeing that energy coming up, and reframing to excitement. From fear, which I know has been the encouragement, but it's been really hard for me to practice. So I'm just really appreciating that I had the opportunity to do that today.
Uh-huh. You have permission to experience this as excitement.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not to be stopped
mm-hmm.
by what has been framed as fear.
That's right. That's right. And one of the things that I saw as you were talking to the last caller, and this is related to permission, but it's not admitting that there is wanting, and not wanting from that ego place, but like wanting to have the things that make for a rich life. Like those have to be kept secret. Nobody
uh-huh.
else can know, including me.
Uh-huh. So nobody can know. Uh-huh.
Nobody can know, right? It's always about distraction and no time. And what I saw as I looked at the what stops me
mm-hmm.
is there was a lot. There were excuses and being a victim of those things because there was nothing on my list of have, do, be that I can't have at any moment.
Aha. Well, now that's kind of big to see, isn't it?
It is.
That it's all, wow. That puts this exercise right into perspective. So realizing that everything you want is available to you in every moment, it's just choosing that over the habitual relationship with ego.
That's right. And because
so it's breaking that addiction.
Right, and because it feels so compulsive, it feels like there's no choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, it does.
And that's where the victim comes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, it's not true. And we know it's not true, but it's a matter of proving that to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is really helpful because what's required of us in order to prove that to ourselves is presence. I mean, you have to be here fully enough to see the choice point.
Right.
Because the distraction is there to skip right over that and go to, oh, well, you know, it's just, there's you have no choice. I mean, it's just, that's just how it is. This is just a, but when we're right here, we see that choice point. You don't have to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay here and have what your heart desires. Mm-hmm.
And then that's right. That's right. And the opportunity, one of the things that there was the complaint about was, oh, gosh, I'm doing this how you do anything is how you do everything retreat, and how I'm doing it is how I always do what I do. And
uh-huh. Which is the point.
Which is exactly right. The point. That's right. But it was what was wrong with that instead of, oh, here it is showing me.
Yes.
Through experience.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Oh, that's such a big scam, isn't it? Such a big bamboozle. Because what you're meant to do with a retreat like this is be the perfect person that ego says you'll be if you just would buck up, right? But
right.
The whole point of practice is to see what that system does to us. So we have to go right on being how we are in order to see how that's being done to us.
Yeah. And in my case, it's just get it done. Just mm-hmm. do the assignment, and then you don't have to think about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what I so appreciated about this last group that we did, this grouping on that one page, is that it really had the opportunity to drive home that that's not the only option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And that's not the option you want.
Right.
That's what you're seeing so clearly. That mm-hmm. that doesn't take care of you. You don't want to get through awareness as quickly as possible so that you can get back to ego. That's not your life plan, right?
That's
and
right.
Seeing that, yeah, seeing that over and over and over. That's how we close in on that choice point, because all those things that are meant to keep us out of the present enough to keep ego in control, those. You know, that stuff just keeps showing up day after day after day after day, and we get to see it for what it is, and it's losing power. It doesn't want us to notice that, but it is.
That's right, because I can see that what it wants for me, I can't make any sense out of it.
Right.
There's nothing there.
Yeah. Yes.
There's nothing there after this next thing.
Oh, that is so good to see, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even a plan. It doesn't even have a plan for your life. Just a lot of vague no's.
That's right.
Not that. Yeah.
That's right. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank
all
you,
right.
Mira.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry.
Okay,
bye-bye. Thank bye-bye. You, Ashwini. Bye.
Thanks, Mira. There was so much in that conversation, Sherry. The two things that stood out for me is that the ego desire is for something that's not there,
yeah,
and we
yeah.
keep chasing it,
yeah,
so that we become a victim of our own circumstances, right? The victimization mm-hmm. is to the ego process, and it can mm-hmm. just throw its hands up and say, "Oh my God, I'm a victim to the process, to the circumstances of life."
Ego throws up its hands and says, oh, my God, I'm a victim to ego.
That's right. And that's yeah. really why it's so hard for us to see that it's within the system. It is both the perpetrator and the victim
yeah.
because we're
yeah.
only identified with one side of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Mira is really seeing. She's observing that process from step back awareness place.
Yes.
And realizing, I'm not either of those. Yeah.
Yeah, hmm. And that presence requires not being distracted by the conditioned process, so that the way the conditioned process argues with that is, well, you have to escape the conditioning, and that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just so subtle to see. Yeah.
All of this is so subtle. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is just, beyond miraculous that we're here looking at this stuff.
It is so subtle. Yeah. So good on us, huh?
Good on us.
Mm-hmm.
And here's our next caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Barbara from Chicago.
Hello, Barbara.
Hey, Barbara.
Hello.
What stops you?
Well, when I look at these questions, and I feel like I look at them or have looked at them a lot, what shows up is really all these simple, available things that are already here. And I could see they're already here. So what stops me, and usually it's different voice, but what I heard today is, yes, these things are already here. Stop whining.
Ooh, yes. And how about this one? Why aren't you more grateful?
Exactly.
Yeah. You have everything. It's all right here. And what you do mm-hmm. is whine and complain instead of being grateful and enjoying your life. Yeah.
Yeah, this kind of pseudo-spiritual, you should appreciate what you have, because when you appreciate it, then you'll have it or something. And anyway, it was so, it just felt like a new angle for me to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But not new voices. I mean,
to recognize it for what it is.
Yeah, yes.
That's the power of it, because it's true. And I bet that's, again, one of those where everybody would raise their hand. Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
That pseudo-spiritual blaming.
Yeah.
Guilt tripping.
Yeah. So.
And Barbara, the thing that's fun about it is it is true. What it's saying is true, which is another fabulous ego bamboozle, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can say to us what is true,
mm-hmm.
But the implication is it's not doing anything. We're doing all of this.
Mm.
So it whines and complains and plays the victim and then blames us for that process. Then it says, you know, if you just appreciated your life, if you were just grateful, then you would have, which is a absolute true statement.
Yeah.
But it's said to make us feel bad and guilty instead of going to that place that I bet you are right now, which is, yes, thank you. That is exactly what I'm going to practice.
It makes it a little confusing for me. You know, to know that, yes, it is true. It is true. And, but, you know, where is that whining coming from? That's a good place to look, too. It's not me, you know,
it's ego.
Yeah, it's ego. Ego, right.
And the practice that we have that addresses that is the whining starts, and we pick up a recorder and start talking about everything that we're grateful for. Just looking around at everything that we appreciate, and it brings us right here.
Mm-hmm.
Ego whines again. Well, why didn't you blah, 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 blah. And we start using that as a flag to say, I need to get into appreciation for what actually is, not in a conversation about how I should be different.
Yeah, that's fairly helpful to hear, because where I tend to go to is to how to figure out how to stop this whining that I do
rather than looking
at what's here. And I have, you know, in fleeting moments seen that, and I know that that's possible, and that's good to remember and to remind myself.
Yeah. Which, and you just underlined another fabulous bamboozle for ego, which is it does something and then it puts us in charge of figuring out how to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh,
right. Which now there I am in relationship with ego, and probably identified with ego in relationship with ego, in a situation that's just never going to get better. And so what we've learned to do in practice is notice it, turn the attention away from it, just ignore it.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
have the experience that I choose, which is to be here with this perfectly lovely human being.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Barbara. It, that
the thing I appreciated about that conversation, right, Terry, is the is the guidance to look to what to do. Like, what's the practice in that situation? Because there might be the awareness of the conversation, and then how do we practice with redirecting the attention? And that's really it. So I'm in a conversation about gratitude. I notice that I'm in that conversation, and then I redirect my attention to gratitude. So I'm in the experience of gratitude rather than a conversation about gratitude.
That's the ticket. Those are the two words. Instead of being in a conversation about gratitude, I'm in an experience of gratitude.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the shift of attention that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. Are you still there?
Sherry?
Ashwini?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Polo.
Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, dear. Now we're here and somebody else isn't.
Okay, let me try another caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay,
we
let me try someone else.
We have bigger problems than we thought.
Huh. Oh,
excuse me.
Okay, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, y'all, it's Eleanor in Georgia.
Hey,
Eleanor.
Hey, Eleanor.
I seem to be the good backup. I'm the backup caller.
happy that you're here.
I'm happy to be here. Oh, wow, there's so much I've been getting scrambled with during, it's a great call. So, let's see, to start,
what stops you?
What stops me in conversation is just purely being in the conversation about it sometimes, or the conditioning. And so I saw that last line really got me about the conversation about gratitude or being in gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking at a couple assignments ago and on these things that I wanted to have or be, and like three things came up, and it was actually in a conversation, and they just kind of came out with another person, I mean, and they kind of could have been right-hand recording things, but in the conversation, what came up was a conversation about gratitude. Oh, you know, you're whining. Why don't we look at all the great things about your life? And then it passed on, and then the next day in meditation it came in that I could listen to that voice that had come out and said those things, and I really hadn't moved into gratitude. I just moved into like a conversation about covering up that thin line there of like, oh, we're not going to listen to that. Let's But then I was able to really give that appreciation for those, wherever that was coming from, to listen to it and see it. So it took overnight for it to drop in that I could listen to that part, and then it was really helpful because those things I've had some real insights about that, and what's stopping me from having those.
Yeah. So if I'm with you on this. what you're pointing us to that is super important is the difference between a repetitive, habitual conversation in conditioned mind and legitimate experiences that a human being is having. So, I hear myself saying to somebody, I'm just going crazy because I just cannot be on time. I just can't. I mean, it's bad, and I've done everything that I know how to do, and I can't do it. And at that point, conditioning would come in and say, well, you know, you're just whining. And so what you just turn your attention away from that. That's not mm-hmm. where we're going here, right? Because that is an awareness of a karmic pattern that the person is ready to address.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. and so we want to be attentive to that. So it's not, when we say redirect the attention from that whining, that's turning attention away from that noodling, just the over and over, God, I've heard this so many times, and I realize that it's been running my life, and I don't need to go there anymore. But when I hear a voice in my head say, oh, just redirect your attention, you don't, that's just whining. Stop and look. See, because it's mm-hmm. probably the human being attempting to get support for addressing an issue that's legit.
Yep, that's it. Mm-hmm. And it was so helpful, and it was, what an interesting way for it to come up. It just, and to be able to accept it, that, oh, yeah, well, sometimes I say things, and they're emotional, and I actually let other people hear me, external people hear me say them. So immediately mm-hmm. the karmic thing is to cut it off. Oh, no, you know,
right.
I'm not a person who does that, you know. I'm fine,
right.
you know.
Right.
So that's what I thought.
Interestingly, in that, Eleanor, the karmic, if we call it a whine, although it doesn't sound like it is, no, don't do that. Don't do that. No, you don't. That's not okay. You can't act like that. You can't talk that way to people. That's not okay. That's mm-hmm. the one we want to redirect the attention from.
Right,
and
yeah.
turn the attention to the person who is attempting a new behavior.
Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm, she was actually bravely speaking out about something that was actually,
yeah.
you know, needed
yeah.
to be, was good to be said.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so good to see that she's, you know, has that karmic thing and of not being listened to, not speaking out. And so
mm-hmm.
There
mm-hmm.
it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It is subtle stuff. And we can never assume that we know what's going on.
Mm.
You know, we've always got to be here in this moment to see how it's all unfolding now. Because how what I heard or what I thought or what I saw yesterday or a moment ago doesn't have any bearing on this moment.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and the other piece that's really coming strong for me is to building the trust and the faith in this. That
mm-hmm.
so conditioning can't come in and say, oh, you know, this, you can't do this, you know, this is, or whatever, your life.
Yeah.
It's the faith
yeah.
in practice. That,
yes.
that amazing things are happening, you know, and recommitting.
And you can be here.
Yeah, if I can be here, and that recommitment
yeah.
to come out of the stories is the step for me.
Yeah.
That helps. That works.
Yeah. 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 To be
yeah.
here and trust, grow that trust that it's fine, you're safe, it's all right. Here is where there aren't
mm-hmm.
beatings. Here is where there isn't judgment. Here is where there's support and kindness and compassion
mm-hmm.
and understanding and wisdom and clarity and everything else we want.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had the sweet opportunity to be there with you guys and to have it. It took time out there even to get to that trust and faith and kindness and so quickly to forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's subtle what we're doing and big what we're up against. So
Thank you. True gratitude.
True gratitude.
It's
right.
really here.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
uh-huh.
Eleanor.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eleanor. That was such a wonderful conversation, Sherry, and perhaps the takeaway line is when ego attempts to redirect your attention, it's probably attempting to redirect it from itself.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
right? That when I see something that I actually want to, when my attention is on awareness and awareness is registering something like a karmic pattern that needs to be addressed, then what you want to do is attend to it, mm-hmm. not redirect your attention away from.
So beware the ego voice saying, oh, no, 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 just redirect your attention.
Yeah.
Because life tends not to talk to us in those, in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That brings
well,
us
what
to
now?
The end of the show. And our assignment for today is, how do you get disappointed? See if you can identify the process of disappointment. Record and listen.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, good. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you,
thank
everybody.
You, Sherry. Take
Go
care.
Happy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.